Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. This is my second interview of the morning, so I'm feeling sprightly.
Oh, great. Oh, well, thank you for having a chat with me.
No, of course. Thanks for having me.
I guess first thing, happy New Zealand Music Month.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh, it's been so fun. Like, after living overseas for 15 years and coming back to celebrate it. It's so special. I love it.
I know it's a bit cliche to ask, but do you have a favorite New Zealand artist?
Oh, you're only giving me one?
Yeah, only one, only one.
Okay. Favo. Oh my gosh. Okay, we're going with Kimbra. We're going with Kimbra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we used to go to a youth group together back in Hamilton.
Oh my God, youth group.
Yep, good times. And I dated one of her friends, I think. And we got really close and then went to parachute and stuff together and actually competed against each other in Rock Quest.
Oh my God. Oh, you guys got history. That's so sweet.
Yeah. We really do. So yeah, as well as being a friend of mine, I'm just so proud of her and such a fangirl of her music and saw her drove down to Wellington to see Hamilton to see her perform a couple months back and I was just like blown away. She is such a creative genius, that one. So yeah, probably K Bizzle.
What is with youth group kids and becoming musicians though?
We're all brought up like in church. Like I'm a PK, I'm an old school pastor's kid. So like we're all surrounded by music. Like I started singing in church when I was 5, you know. The Christmas concert was me singing away in a manger. So
Oh.
you're just always like thrown into the deep end and around people like in youth group, you're around like a cool 18-year-old like dude that plays guitar and like
Yeah,
teaches you
totally.
guitar.
Oh
So
my God.
yeah,
This is
it's a
taking
youth
me
group
back.
place. Oh,
Hey, you did say something there that surprised me a little bit. I didn't realize you had lived overseas for 15 years. I didn't realize it'd been that long.
yes, I moved to London when I was 16.
Wow.
Yes.
So what's it like being back?
I am absolutely loving it. So I've been back for about 2.5 years, start of 2021. I meant to come back for like a few months to like drive all the way through New Zealand and like visit family and just, oh my gosh, yay, back home. Because I haven't seen loads of New Zealand, even though I lived here for 16 years. So I came back for initially 3 months and I was living in LA at that point. And and then I got like a root canal have to like bill. I had to go to the
Oh,
dentist.
ooh.
That cleared out like a lot of my savings. So then I was like, awesome. So then I was like, I'll just get a job. And then 2.5 years later, things just started going really, really well with music. And I got really inspired through, you know, writing as an artist again, because I was writing for others overseas.
Oh,
So
right. Oh, okay.
yeah, it's a whole thing. I got a big old story. But yeah, it's amazing being back home. I love it. Love
Tell
it.
me, when you're writing songs for other people, have you ever thought like, oh, damn, this song's so good. I wish I was doing
Yeah, definitely.
it.
Definitely. Because I will always, no matter what, bring my best to a session. Like maybe I've had a few lines that I've written in my notes in my iPhone and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna bring those because sometimes it won't work for you. And then maybe with that artist and their voice and their story, it's gonna work for that song. So definitely had a couple times and a couple of times I have asked for it if it hasn't gone any further or maybe
Yeah,
we don't know
right.
where it's going to land. I'm like, hey, can I maybe have a go at that song? And usually it's a conversation. And a lot of those ones I don't release though, because I'm like, oh gosh, it was kind of written for someone else. So yeah, I just kind of will start fresh for me.
So, speaking of songs, you have a new song coming. How
Yes.
I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, of course. So it's about a failed situationship.
Oh my God.
And what's quite special about this one is Go, my latest single, came out at the end of March. And that was about kind of a crush I had. And it was, I delve into fantasy land when I go into my songs and like kind of, you know, make up some of the things. So that was from a guy, the initial idea. And then fantasy land, this song, this new song that comes out tonight, is word for word truth. Like everything in the song was kind of like a journal entry to myself. I write a lot of lyrics in my notes in my iPhone, and I went to a studio with my producer Joel Jones, and we sat there and I was like, I think I've got a whole bunch of lyrics, like this is kind of the vibe I'm thinking. And he started producing the song, and then I think we did it in like 2 hours. Like we just kind of sat there, and because it was so real and honest to exactly what I was going through with this specific person, it flowed out of me just so quickly. It poured out of me. So yeah, it's basically about experiencing a connection with someone. They don't want to take it any further. You're in pain, you're heartbroken, but you're also really grateful to have experienced the memories and the special times with this person. So you don't regret it, but also you're still quite in pain.
I mean, it's such a slurry of emotions and situations like that. Like it can be quite confusing.
Yes, definitely. And I think it's because I'm such a relationship gal. Like I was in a relationship from 18 to 22, like 4 years in London with a guy. And then I actually haven't been with anyone since then. I'm now in my early 30s. Wow. So it's quite hilarious because you see those TikToks about situationships and people being like, huh, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? And then I found myself in one and I'm like, this is amazing and magical, but also it's so sad at the same time because there's no commitment on the other person's side to be like, yes, let's do this thing. Let's call it a relationship. So yeah, lots of feelings in this song, but it's a little piece of my heart for my fans, which feels really, really nice and relatable as well.
It must have been almost like therapeutic in a way to sort of record this.
Oh my gosh, definite therapy. And I'm completely out of it now, which is great. Cut the ties, put my boundaries in place. But when I listen to it, thank you. when I listen to it, I hear myself, like I feel myself smiling a little bit at remembering like the times that we had together. So in the first verse, it's like, lying in your arms, see you in the dark, know that you're there, I can feel you. When you look inside my soul, makes it hard to let go, I know that there's something about you. And it's like all these like feelings and emotions come back, but they're, I don't know, it's nice and reflective and very much from appreciation to be like, man, that was nice that I experienced. Definitely wasn't love, but I experienced a connection with someone that I felt was really, really deep and then could pour out and share. Definitely therapy. You're on the money there.
Yeah. Look, as someone who only knows situationships, because I can't seem to lock anyone down, they're very valuable for like learning, I feel.
Yes. You learn stuff about yourself. You learn what you do want. You learn what you don't want. I know. Like, honestly, I'm not going to say it was his height, but I love me a tall man. So,
oh, yes, girl, same.
Oh, my gosh. Like, all my exes were tall, lanky musicians. And, I have a type. I've changed kind of my type now to just be like, Holly, you really need to go for the personality. But this guy had a bit of the banter, and he was tall. And, like, it wasn't like he was a model. It was just like, you are a dish, you are yum, and you're a bit of me. So it was I don't even know how we got onto that, but it's quite hilarious when it's not even that deep, but you're like, let's give it a go, and then they're like, what? And you're like, what? Just kidding.
God, we need a wing woman each other. I mean, I
feel my gosh. Like 1000% keen. Like let's do this, and we'll find each other's people for each other. It's fine. We got
situationships.
Yeah.
Hey, so when you're like writing lyrics on your phone type thing, I'm kind of assuming they're not really fully completed songs you're writing here. They're kind of snippets, correct?
Yeah. I, growing up, though, was super into poetry, like creative writing. I love landing things and like a rhyming scheme anyway. So a lot of the times, not even thinking about it, I'll write down a thought, an idea, a feeling, and it will come out sometimes as a complete like block of verse as a rhyme. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, because I like when I write it, it's natural for me to do that. Sometimes it is just thoughts going away with me, and then I'll go into the studio and be like, okay, how can we formulate this a bit better? But I'd probably say it's 50-50. Sometimes I can just be writing and four lines just lock in. And I had that last week. I did a songwriting week at Big Fan here in Auckland, and I wrote a chorus on the guitar on the Wednesday night, and then on Friday that was the chorus that we used to a T, and then we formulated the song around that. It depends. I think it's 50-50.
Then that is some like slick music producing though. Like go good on you.
Thanks. I think writing in Los Angeles, I had management as a songwriter over there, being thrown into 3 to 5 sessions a week with new upcoming artists, developing their sound. You need to be quick on your feet. I would sometimes go in with fully formulated concepts to present to them. And if not in the session, they're like, actually, I want to write about that. I'm on my phone, like vomiting out lyrics just to make sure they've got options and they've got something they're excited to, you know, you want the song to come out. So you want to bring your best. Mm, so mm. I think I'm quite quick on my feet because I've been in a lot of studio sessions where you're the top liner, you've got to go in and absolutely smash it. So when it comes to my own stuff, I'm now in a good habit to be quite quick when it comes up with lyrics, especially.
Yeah, I guess almost like having that career you've had, like, would be the closest thing you can kind of get to great practice, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think I'm so grateful, like in LA especially, and London for a few sessions I had there. I like to surround myself with people that are light years ahead of me. And now it's like, because I did that for so long, coming back to New Zealand, I've been really welcomed into sessions quite quickly because I have kind of like a bit of like leadership going into them, being like, oh, I now know how a session's meant to run. Like I've been doing this for a long time as a writer. And so going in now, it feels organic, it feels natural. And again, if I work with other writers and with myself, we usually start with a therapy session.
Great.
That's the best way to get an authentic song.
I guess the most important question is really, new song coming out, where can people go listen to it and all your other amazing work?
Oh, thanks. Yes. Best thing to do is pop to Spotify or Apple Music. It's just under Yaya, Y-A-H-Y-A-H. The new song is out tonight, How I'm Feeling Right Now at Midnight. And I've also got a visualizer coming out next week, and that will drop next Friday on YouTube. Got gigs this weekend. I'm playing in Raglan tomorrow night, supporting LA Woman, and then Saturday in Auckland for Fancy New Band for BFM. So lots happening, but also watch the space, some more gigs and more singles and projects coming out.
Yeah, can you get down to Christchurch, please?
I know, I need it. Do you know what? I've never actually been to Christchurch in my life.
You know what? I'm not shocked by that. A lot of people haven't.
I say that to people and they're like, well, if you don't have peoples there, then why would you jump on a plane and go? I really want to go, though. A lot of my really good friends, even from work and all over, are from Christchurch. And I'm like, Oh my gosh, I need to get down there. I don't even, here's the thing. Would it just be the few of us if I performed a show? Like, I need to get on an opening slot or something and invite people along, because if people want me down in Christchurch, I'll come to Christchurch. I'll do it.
Yeah, oh, please do. Yeah, I reckon you'd be surprised how many people show up.
Oh, great, great. Okay, cool. I like this. Oh, another thing as well. I post really regularly on Instagram, and I'm an Instagram gal. So for all updates of anything, songs and shows, definitely people should follow. It's Yaya, ITSYHYH underscore. And then hopefully we can put a little Christchurch show on at some point. I would love that. I would love that.
It's funny you mentioned your Instagram because I was going to say you make me chuckle on Instagram.
I'm just completely myself. Like, I'm very unfiltered. I don't have a personal account. Like,
Yeah,
my
right.
personal account is me.
Okay.
So, I do give people access to every side of me. And I remember I was chatting from one of the reasons I am and continue to just be myself and be a bit of a nutter on IG is I was talking to my friend Pierre from Balu Brigada. When I first met him, I think it was like maybe a year and a half ago, we were chatting, and he goes, "Yaya, your stories like are the best." He's like, "Don't ever stop being you." He's like, "Don't ever question
Oh.
it. Just post away." He's like, "'Cause we love it." And I'm like, "Oh man, I'm like, okay, I think I'm on the right track. Just being myself, which not that some people aren't, but I will open up definitely a lot of my life." Outside of music, just so that you feel that connection with others. I love it. I love posting things I'm making or I'm stuck in traffic, or whatever. I'm like, let's get people involved so we can just do life together, you know?
Oh, totally, totally. I'm so with you there. I once got told, Liam, I think your Instagram should maybe be private. I was like, no.
Yeah, but that's what close friends is for.
Oh,
Like,
exactly.
yeah, you're like sneaking the close friends thing, and I saw this TikTok I think last night that was like, hey, if you've got a close friends and you're just posting like salads or like this is happening, he goes, I need close friends to be messy. Like, I need to be excited that I've got the tea and I'm in the inside circle
A
to see
hundred,
all the.
that's what close friends is for.
I know, I love it. I will post like the most like hideous like selfies on there and just be like, what's everyone doing? Like, what's
Yeah,
everyone up to?
I love like just woken up hangover selfies where like the hair's everywhere. You're basically like cross-eyed at that point. That is top-tier content.
You've got a hoodie on and you're literally en route for a Macca's breakfast.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's
Okay.
the dream. I need a sausage and egg McMuffin right now.
Yeah, I'm actually, I was about to say, I was like, oh, you're making me hungry. Let's not talk about McDonald's.
Let's segue.
Hey, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been absolute delight. And it's so cool to hear all your new music coming out, and you're just like such an asset to Aotearoa music. So thank you so, so much for talking to me.
Oh my gosh, stop it, William. Thank you for
Yeah,
having me. Honestly, it's a great month to support New Zealand music, and I'm just happy to be home writing music that I love, chatting to all you lovely people today. So no, thank you for having me.
have a fantastic day and good luck for all your shows this weekend. LA Woman, oh my God, that's going to be a good show.
I
Oh.
know, I can't wait. It's a Raglan too, so maybe I'll do a bomb off the bridge afterwards. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know
Oh,
what's
well,
gonna
that better be on Instagram,
Oh,
okay?
I'll have my waterproof case and my phone in my hand. It'll be great.
Oh, perfect. Great. Hey,
All right.
thank you
You have
so
a good
much. Have
day
a
too.
wonderful day.
No worries. See you later.
Bye.